It's very hot here.
Mm.
Like really hot, like 104 or 105 today, temperature wise, like humidity and all that. So very hot. I did get someone who wrote an email with a lot of concerns and asked some questions. I won't get into the whole concerns. It's a lot of very personal concerns. There are troubling. I mean, many of the things, there are financial worries and there are troubles at home and there are troubles with many different various things. Again, in the illusory existence. But of course, in our practical spirituality, these things are going to occur because challenges will arise. As long as we're holding this body form, we cannot escape problems, nor do you want to. You want to just be with yourself through the problems and actually strengthen your relationship with yourself using the body form and whatever the activities are that are going on around the body. Impressing them through, I guess you would call it the causal body, which is the flow of thoughts and all that. This is something that can easily be averted by remaining with your selfless self. Because one of the questions was, how can I deepen my connection with Sri Ramakant Maharaj to find more strength and peace amidst these challenges? And we'll answer the question first. From the physical body-based illusory world perspective, pictures of the master. You know, when I was having a hard time at my work, I took pictures of the master in so that, you know, I was failing miserably and I did not seem to be able to get the traction to get going again. It was really troubling. It was like a time in my life where I had almost the fear that I had forgotten how to do my job. And I was failing miserably, and my bosses were really on me, like almost every day. And I took these pictures in. You know, I went and I saw Maharaj. I took these pictures in. And actually, no, I got these pictures from Facebook and various outside sources of pictures of Maharaj. And I put them on my desk. And I also, little sayings I cut out. Just to keep the master at utmost in mind. Because instead of taking the body-based impressions for the problems, I took the body-based impressions as a way to merge and thank the master that, yes, these are troubling times. I mean, it's very troubling. I had a good government job and I was really messing up bad, and I did not seem to be able to break the cycle. I had to go through it. Again, we're speaking about the illusory body-based existence to which nothing is actually happening to you, but to which the appearances can sometimes drag you in and make you believe that all this troubling stuff is happening. And troubles, as Maharaj has said, spirituality is not to free you from troubles. It's just so that you'll be able to deal with these more easily. Because you remain with your selfless self and you're not giving it off to the mind and chasing around with the flow of thoughts. Just like I think it was talked about, Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. He went through, especially right after spirituality, he went through a lot of troubling times. I think his daughter died and his wife died and he lost his business and it was just terrible. But he kept the practice, remain with your selfless self. For him, it was okay, remain with the I am. Just this sense of presence, subtle, subtle presence, rather than taking the touch of the illusion. So, the first part of this, of how to remain with the master, illusory body-based existence, pictures of the master, bowing to the master. I have a picture of Sri Ramakant Maharaj in my car that I've transferred from cars to cars because in the beginning, it was to help deal with traffic and to help deal with the The people who cut you off and do all this sort of thing, and I would say, oh, master, I know, okay, it's illusion. I'm just time to remain with my selfless self. Again, this is within the illusion. The illusion is within you. You have nothing to do with the illusion because except your selfless self, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. However, when you're talking about the body-based existence and the five elements are having a disturbance, there's something happening, there's a different story being created, rather than identify with that, just okay, master, I need help. Which leads to the other question of how can I better discern and trust my intuition and guidance from the master in times of stress? Once again, in times of stress, mantra. Because if you're experiencing stress, you're obviously starting to go drop down into this body-based illusion, and you don't want the thoughts to impress that you're a body in a world experiencing problems. You want to know yourself in a real sense so that this flow of thoughts is no longer so interesting because you are more interesting. Your sense of presence, your remaining with your selfless self, this just I, just I. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. The problems don't go away, but your identification with the problems do. It'll be spontaneous action in the moment. Is there a spiritual perspective on why I might be experiencing these financial and emotional hardships? It's illusory existence. In a dream tonight, you might dream that you're, let's say, like I like watching Game of Thrones. So let's say I watch Game of Thrones, I went to sleep and I dreamed in the illusion that my head was on the chopping block. This is troubling. Now let's say one step further that I'm aware I'm dreaming, but I'm still walking to the chopping block. Even though I'm aware it's a dream, there's still going to be some vibration. There's still going to be something in the body that says, whoa, like this is this is a troubling thing. When you wake up, it's finished. So when you know yourself in a real sense, whatever is happening, it's finished. It may seem troubling at the time. And we're not. Like Maharaj has said many times, this is practical spirituality. We're not asking you to go up on a mountain and become a sheikh or whatever, going up on the mountain, just meditating and not being around the people and hiding in a cave and thinking that you are some very spiritual guy. No, this is practical spirituality that we are, as Maharaj says, on the firing line. We're in it, on the battlefield. Just as soon as I said battlefield, Arjuna popped into my head. Just as Arjuna on the battlefield, having a war, but knowing yourself in a real sense. Knowing that the groups, either or, battle has already been won or lost because it's illusion. You're outside of all of this. You're outside of time. You're outside of all these illusory problems. You just need to know yourself in a real sense and remain with your selfless self. I would not get tied up with, is it my karma or because karma for whom? You're formless. Does the space in this room have any karma? Is there anything that the space has to work out? You could say that the story of you is being written spontaneously in the moment, and you are the witness, but the witness is formless. The witness is not in form. So, any of these form-based things, you may be witnessing them, you may be going through them. This body that you're holding is experiencing these things, hot, cold, whatever, tired, hungry. But you are not. All these sensations are being sort of body based, and you're not body at all. Basically, you're watching a cinema show. And even that's not quite true because the you that you are, there's no knowledge of anything. Just as in dream, it's all being formlessly created. And then forms appear, identification happens, a story is happening. I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying that if you know yourself in a real sense, these are the times to pause. All of us will go through challenges. One of the things I was just talking to my son about this, the human life is basically set up to fail so that you don't become so heavily identified with yourself. Like if you rely on your own resources only, you will eventually hit a block. But it's because it's an illusory world. Nothing is true. There's no support other than you. So there can't be like, oh, I'm going to get the most out of this world. No, because what are you getting? You're formless. And it sounds like all of these problems, all of these things, just as I mentioned before, my job became focusing not on keeping my job. Not on even trying to do a good job, but on focusing what was right in front of me at that moment and trying to do the best I could. And prayers, the master, bowing to the master, Maharaj, please, I need help. And also, if it's your will, this is another thing. If you're going to go down into the body-based illusory existence, the main thing is if it's thy will and not mine, you're already separating this egoistic sense of doership, which is not, it doesn't, it's not true anyway, but you're kind of lessening this tie, this egoistic sense of I am a doer, I need to do all this stuff. Just do what's right in front of you in the moment, do your job, do your duties, take care of the responsibilities, the finances, it's finished. The story that was told about the loss of money, this money is lost. Now move on from today. The idea that now your life is going to be so different because of the loss of this money, no. This is a story and it's finished. What's in front of you right now? That's it. Spontaneous action in the moment, because I know this is troubling, but everything is pick up. Drink and put down, no matter what. Deaths, sickness, loss of job, loss of house, tragedies, wars. Pick it up. Put it down. Spontaneous action in the moment. No need to create the concept of a me that's experiencing something. How can I cultivate gratitude and positivity in my life despite the ongoing difficulties? We just mentioned this. And mantra, how can repeating the Nam mantra help alleviate my depression and stress? And repeating it won't. You have to be completely involved in the mantra. Repeating the mantra, just sitting there and this is not going to do anything for you. Just as I think it was Mahatma Gandhi who says, if you're going to pray, and you're just going to recite the words, don't bother. It has to come deep from within you. This mantra in the beginning, and you don't have to sit for this mantra. You can just this you're involved with this mantra, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Some of the disturbing things that you have asked and talked about, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out, breathing in and breathing out, mantra. Because slowly, silently, and permanently, these illusory thoughts are going to go away. You're not going to be thinking thoughts because you won't create a thinker. Thoughts will just be flowing. You could look out the window, and if you know yourself in a real sense, thoughts are no longer within this little melon on top of the body. Because if you're formless, where are thoughts? Thoughts are just flowing. They're within you. You choose which to accept, which not to accept. And I understand these are very difficult difficulties. However, everything will pass because you are that. You're not this limited body form. No matter what challenges are going on in the illusory existence, you can get through them by remaining with your selfless self. The first thing, rather than dive into whatever the difficulty is, pause. Eventually, you're going to be able to find yourself so fast because that sense of presence that arises through the meditation, that's now what you can seek in every moment. And you can go along with the when the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. 100%. Seek your own self. Seek this very sense of presence very deeply and then respond. Then move. Because then it will be spontaneous. There won't be a thinking process creating a thinker that's going to think. Because you can even catch this. In the past, perhaps you thought about every single possible outcome of a situation and you pondered all these. And guess what? Your body experienced the stress of each one of the outcomes of these situations that never happened. Then the one situation that happened, this is what was happening anyway. So, had you remained with your selfless self, spontaneous action in the moment, when you're really troubled, you're dropping back into this concept of, I'm having difficulties, Master, you and I are one. Or you could even say, I give these difficulties to you, Maharaj, because I cannot handle them. And I've done that too in the past. Matter of fact, in the food poisoning was a very good example of this. It was turning my everything over to Maharaj, literally, because I was so sick and in bed for days before I went to the hospital and got the transfusion thingy. So, or not the trans, whatever they did, like put water in you or something. I don't know what exactly they did, but they gave me an IV and then I was better for the next day or so. But I was like fading and Maharaj came and I had no choice but to turn everything over to Maharaj. And this may sound like duality, but it's not. Because the master is your own self, but you can worship and have devotion to the selfless self. And the selfless self seeking devotion is more likely to remain with yourself. And gratitude, my goodness, gratitude, this word will arise spontaneously in you. Absolute gratitude and devotion. That's why you bow down, that you can do nothing else. It's like, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Master, this is very difficult, and I'm not sure what to do. And a lot of times, in my own case, if decisions are needing to be made, I will say, or something of, okay, Master, let's see. And then you sort of forget it and go about doing your another thing. It's fascinating when you see yourself doing these things and you're not caught up in mind, you will spontaneous action over here, and then there's another spontaneous action over here, and then another spontaneous action over here, and then this thing, it's back. And in that moment, it arises and it's finished. Because you're not so involved in it. best thing you can do when all these troublers are going is to seek that sense of presence in the moment and then allow the response to be as it is. You're not shouldering the world. The world is within you. Okay, Jaguru.
I guess I could mention a couple of, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Couple of insights that came to me in the morning over the past week or two. First one was that it was, I read, I think it has something to do with reading the books, Das Boot and Master Self-Realization every night. Just a little, a page or two of each. And, right now, I'm towards the end of Master Self-Realization. He's talking about don't worry. There's no reason to worry, basically, and you will, you should be able to see that, basically. But
Excellent.
I guess I would not see that unless, like some of these insights make me realize that well, the first one was that being present, that everything, it almost like took me back to an early insight in my life that nothing makes any difference. It's like what allows that insight was recognizing that everything is being present and nothing is other than being present. So it's kind of like all everything is the same in the sense that everything is present. And that just became a really great insight for a day or two, and it made me feel free of my usual thought cycles. And then the next one was that all appearances are they have no none of the, they don't have their own existence. Like all the events or things that I can perceive don't have their own existence, and that comes along with recognizing that they're within me. They're not really what's present. They come and go. they're over with as soon as they're begun, although it seems like some problems last and stuff. But still, in the present moment, that they're actually not really they don't have to impact me because they're not they don't have their own presence. So anyway, that was a I don't know, it's helping me to recognize what being present is, and that being present is no other than being present. Like,
Well, you
so
can never not be present because that's all there is. And present is presence eternally. Like when they say, different spiritual teachers might say being in the now or whatever, being in the present moment. But the reality is you're just here.
You don't even have to say it, right?
This body form, and there's spontaneous action in the moment. I can't go back 10 minutes ago and redo that, nor can I go 10 minutes in the future and do something. It's not possible. Mentally, I could. Mentally, I could go on, I could sit there in my mind and take myself to my deathbed and wonder how horrible an experience it's going to be and experience it. That's what's so crazy. If
Worry is built.
remain with yourself, the self, past, present, and future do not exist.
Then the mind will tend to think, oh, look, I'm so insightful now. But really, it's so simple. It's like nothing. It's not really an achievement
Well, and if you do give it to mind as an achievement,
even.
egoistic spirituality is going to build. That's what keeps so many people locked in spirituality for so long a time, because they study, 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 or they do this, or they do this, practice and all this kind of stuff. And then they go see a master like Maharaj who says, you are not body. Oh, but I know how to read the Das Boot backwards and forward. I know this language, and I even studied Marathi, so I'd be able to read these. Okay, that's very nice, but you're not body. And you're not going to remain body. The body-based knowledge brought you here, and now it can be discarded because now you know yourself in a real sense. Of what use is body-based knowledge? No use at all. I think Sridharameshwar Maharaj says your body-based knowledge can help you be employed. That's it. It can provide a functional income and a job and this sort of thing. But in reality, spirituality, you know yourself in a real sense. There's no body-based knowledge because there's no body. And no, it's not a denial of this. This body is in the illusory existence, and for a time, it's rented to the presence for this particular perspective inside the universal consciousness, we could say, as in a dream. Again, we go back to dream. Formlessly, a dream world appears, all these little dream characters, each one is a perception of the universal consciousness, the dream, and each one is moving about and acting and all these sort of things. And when you wake up, you know, oh, it was all, there was no individuals. There was no individual consciousness. There was not even a universal consciousness. It came and it was gone because the something came out of nothing and goes back into nothing. In the dream, there's nothing. Then there's something, the dream world, the illusory existence, universal consciousness, identification with body forms within this universal consciousness, dreaming the dreamer, and the idea that they're separate. Because nobody in your dream sits there and says, oh, I'm just a copy of you. No, each person in your dream believes themselves to be a separate individual. And then when you wake up, you know, wow, the world, the people, the individual consciousness that the people believe they were holding, even that being part of the universal dream consciousness, all was untrue. It was just a dream. And when you know yourself in a real sense, the waking consciousness, the concept of individual consciousness, universal consciousness, also is gone. Because now you know yourself in a real sense. There never was an individual consciousness. This is just a word that was used in the body-based delusion. There never was a universal consciousness because this is a word that was used in the body-based delusion. Nor was there absolute. Like people would come to Maharaj and say, is the absolute the food and this and that and this and this and this? And no, the absolute is a word. Again, this is why Maharaj, oh, accept your selfless self. There's no God, there's no Brahman, there's no Paramatman, there's no master. Nothing is there. Accept your selfless self. And not your selfless self and your selfless self and your selfless, selfless self. That's why if you read in the books, all the there was a questioner who asked, how can this little me be the universe? And Nisargadatta Maharaj says, no, this little you cannot be the universe. You're absolutely right. But the you that you are is.
So that sort of relates to the concept of omnipresence. It's not it's because everything is no other than being present, which you are being present, and everything's being present. So that's kind of like omnipresence.
But only within the dream,
Yeah.
within the dream consciousness, the waking dream consciousness. Understand that the first knowingness was the sense of existence, which created this entire waking existence, which then created the concept of the five elements. The five elements got together, created the concept of bodies. And then suddenly these bodies, oh, I'm alive. We have a body-based factory of mom and dad, two lumps of goo, get together, create another lump of goo. And this that you are is believing and powering all of this within your own self. And the label, this is John. And John goes out in the world because mom and dad show John the world. You know, mom and dad don't sit there and say, oh no, don't worry, you're formless sense of you're just formless presence, and you don't have any worries at all, as a matter of fact. Just as you were within the womb for 9 months, we weren't sitting there worrying about whether your arm was growing a certain way or your nose was growing a certain way or whatever. Just as is now, it's the same. This lump of goo is being quite taken care of nicely because you're the formless presence.
So even the sense of presence is in the illusion.
Yes,
Yeah.
because that's the concept of duality. The sense
Yeah.
of existence is the one that knows, is the one that knows existence exists. There's no need to know existence, but now the sense of existence is known, and that creates the concept of duality. I exist.
Why is it? It feels like it doesn't feel like duality. It feels like only being present.
No, because how? This sense of existence came along with the body. When the body is no more, the sense of existence won't be. But again, understand, not individual. It's not like when John's body drops, there's no world and I'm just the absolute and that's it. Because that's how you are now. All these little dream characters are within the dream are your own self. And when John drops, this body is no longer able to sustain the essence. People will come and have the funeral, and you'll all hear about, oh, John passed away, so sad. Oh, but you know, whatever. This is happening. We see this. It's not because that's why it's not like it's individual, where this is like I'm the primary. And all of you are the dream characters. No. The dreamer, all of these bodies are within the dreamer. We are the dream characters, but not individually. It's not my dream of Alan, and no, it's not like this. That's why you are that, and nothing else is. Bottom line. And it's funny, my son told me, he said, "Oh, but Dad, I really want to grow up. And even if I was to say, okay, maybe I believe I'm selfless self and all this, I still want to have a life and a wife and all this kind of stuff. I don't want that taken away." I was like, "That is also not how it works. Like, you can know yourself in a real sense and have a family and have a job and have all these things because that's going to happen anyway. It's a matter of you involving yourself in the mentation of, oh no, I'm responsible for this. I have to make sure this happens and that happens and this and all these things. Or it's just flowing along. As long as the body's here, the story progresses of John. But you, knowing yourself in a real sense, the story of John is not impressing on you.
Isn't knowing yourself in a real sense the same as knowing you are only present and nothing other than present?
Not present. You keep using presence and not even presence because you're the knower of presence. Presence is known through body form. The knower, whether presence is there or not, you are. So who cares? The presence is like, okay, I'm holding this body. And right now I really want to seek spirituality. So a master tells me to meditate. So I start to meditate. I'm given the mantra. As these illusory concepts are slowly, silently, and permanently erased, I start to feel a subtle sense of presence. I become very addicted to this presence through selfless self-intoxication. I want more of this presence. Now, instead of the illusory world, I go with this presence. As I'm going with more and more with this presence, though, and I'm really just bathing in this bliss, the understanding comes that I know this presence. And the I that knows this presence, there's nothing that can describe this. This is the black hole where all concepts are gone. And presence becomes the only concept, really. And in knowing that you're the knower of the sense of presence, then whether presence is there or not, you are. Already, presence is where the whole world has sprung up, so to speak, is projected on presence. Without presence, no world. But the knower, whether presence, whether is so far removed from presence, removed from world, and then world through individual problems, through this, through that, you're so far removed from all of that.